This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm. It has left at least five people dead after it made landfall in the southeastern U.S. state of North Carolina. Roy Cooper is North Carolina's governor.
Swift water rescue teams and other first responders have rescued hundreds of people in New Bern. Teams from local areas, other states, and the Coast Guard are responding to calls for help, and they are conducting searches of the flooded areas.
The U.S. Hurricane Center predicts as much as 101 centimeters of rain for some parts of North Carolina. After pleading guilty to federal charges, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says he will cooperate with the special counsel's Russia investigation. AP's Warren Levinson.
Washington, D.C. Judge Amy Berman Jackson says Paul Manafort's plea deal requires him to cooperate fully and truthfully with the special counsel's investigation. The former Trump campaign chairman avoided a second trial on charges for financial crimes. He was convicted on 8 counts last month in Virginia. The charges stem from Manafort's work on behalf of a Russian-backed party in Ukraine, not the Trump presidential campaign. And the White House press secretary said in a statement Manafort's decision to plead guilty and cooperate is totally unrelated to the president. He had floated the possibility of a pardon for Manafort after he refused to plead in his first trial. I'm Warren Levinson.
A super typhoon is dumping rain and destruction in the Philippines. It came ashore earlier with winds of 270 kilometers per hour. At least two people have been killed as a result of a landslide. Weather forecasters do predict that the storm will head toward Hong Kong and southern China by Monday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he has no intention of backing down in the face of a resurgent Russia, insisting the Western alliance will hold firm.
America's NATO allies employed tens of thousands of intelligence personnel, giving the United States better eyes and better ears.
Tensions between Russia and the West have been rising steadily in recent years. Investigators are trying to pinpoint the cause of a fiery natural gas explosion in some neighborhoods north of Boston. The AP's Ed Donahue reports one person was killed.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker got a look at the damage to homes in the Lawrence area.
If you look at the way that chimney came over, I mean, that thing is huge, and it just crumbled.
As many as 8,000 people were displaced. Some of the aging gas pipeline system dates back to the 1860s. The mayor of Lawrence, Dan Rivera, blames the gas company.
The least informed and the last to act has been Columbia Gas.
No final determination has been made, but the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency blamed the explosions on gas lines that had become overpressurized. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the enforcement of United Nations sanctions on North Korea is critical. He took aim at Moscow in remarks to reporters.
Russia has actively attempted to undermine the U.N. Security Council resolutions, the work of the 1718 Committee, the committee at the U.N. that evaluates compliance with sanctions, by attempting to change the language there.
His remarks came after the U.S. accused Russia of altering a U.N. report to cover up Moscow's alleged violation of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. Both Russia and China have pushed for U.N. Security Council to ease the sanctions on Pyongyang. An Afghan military helicopter caught fire late Friday after a crash landing that killed at least five people. The aircraft was traveling to the neighboring province when it crashed, according to officials. The provincial governor's spokesman said the helicopter experienced technical difficulties and was not shot down by the Taliban. The defense ministry said the cause of the crash continues to be investigated. The first inter-Korean summit of 2018 was a sunny spectacle in late April. It reduced war fears on the peninsula. The second was an emergency one in May. It helped ensure a historic meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. Now, at his third summit with Kim next week in Pyongyang, South Korean President Moon Jae-in faces his toughest challenge yet. That's delivering something substantive that goes beyond previous vague statements on denuclearization, and also to help get the U.S.-North Korean talks back on track. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.